what if hearing sermons actually raises the stakes? This is Life Words Day by Day, and I'm Cliff Johnson, and we're walking through Romans chapter 2, where Paul delivers a warning that should sober every church-going person. It is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers. This harmonizes directly with Romans chapter 2, verse 1, where Paul rebukes those who judge others while practicing the same sins. Knowledge without obedience does not neutralize guilt, it multiplies it. You see, the Jew heard the law read regularly. The modern Christian hears sermons weekly, owns multiple Bibles, and carries scripture on their phone, but access does not equal alignment. Paul is not preaching salvation by works. He is exposing false assurance. True faith produces obedience, not perfectly, but genuinely, spirit-wrought obedience. And when hearing produces no transformation, it reveals a heart that's been unmoved by grace. So this is why proximity to truth can be dangerous unless it's followed with repentance. Familiarity dulls urgency. Repetition can numb conviction. And slowly, people become hearers who believe they are safe while drifting further from God. God is not impressed by attendance. He is after our allegiance. Here's how we can pray about this today. Father, rescue me from empty hearing. Make your word reshape my life, not just inform my mind. And here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Charles and Mona Costa, our Middle East coordinators, and also the Hangaza Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Rwanda, Congo, and Niger.